Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, your host, and we are also joined by our co-host Lolita today. Hello, Lolita. How are you?
I am doing good, and you?
Doing great. All right, it looks like we've got some callers here today. Before we begin the show, we do have an announcement on our special. We have a 30-minute reading for $7 flat rate. We have a psychic subscription special, which is 4 weeks, and you get 30 minutes each week. And the special is a even $13. It's a savings of 72% off. We also have the 10-minute reading special right now on sale for $2.99. And last but not least, we are featuring once more our Root Work special here on the website, which is $75.95. That's a great deal, people, on each one of these. So check out howpsychic.com to book your private readings now.
All right. Anyone that hasn't called in, we do have some available spacing, so hopefully you guys can, we can take chat questions. It's kind of light for right now, so no problem. All right, let's take our first caller. Are you ready, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
All right, area code 613-258. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada.
Yes, hello, Donna. What's your question?
Just wondering about Cameron, when you think him and I may contact be in contact again.
Okay. Let's see here. Once more, I'm feeling this a little overdue. However, I am seeing contact coming. I'm trying to get this straightened out. They're showing me two numbers here. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm seeing the numbers 4, and then I'm seeing the numbers 5. Okay, so it could be anywhere between 4 to 5 days.
Okay.
Mhm. All right. Well, we thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 321-420. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Yes, I would like to know. Yes, my name is Don. I'm calling from Orlando, Florida. I would like to know what you see as far as my finance is concerned.
Mhm. Mhm. And you said your name was Don?
Yes.
Okay. Mhm. Mhm. Okay. All right. Well, I am feeling here that there may be something really good on the horizon for you. Are you waiting for a word back on something that you may have looked into or applied with?
Repeat that again, please.
Are you waiting for a call back from a place that you may have applied with for a job?
No.
Okay, because I'm feeling like, have you looked at all for anything new? Because I'm seeing an increase coming in. I'm seeing that the finances are going to be better. I'm getting the number 3. And I'm also seeing a vision of a phone call that you receive and which is going to provide you with a good opportunity. Now, when that phone call comes, or as I'm seeing it, I'm feeling like there's an attachment somehow to the past. So this may be a place that you have looked into before and you just let go of, or, you know, some type of connection to the past there.
Okay. Definitely.
All right. Well, we once more thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best on your journey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, let's take a quick chat question. Can you see Veronica and William being in a relationship soon?
All right, Veronica. Is Veronica the one asking here?
Yes.
Okay. I am feeling, Veronica, that this person, he seems to me to have been very flaky. And what I mean by this is he'll pop in, he'll pop out, he'll, you know, disappear. He has been very flaky. In a sense, he hasn't really shown a lot of oomph towards this, because what I'm feeling is that it's only been when it's convenient for him, okay? And I'm feeling, you know, while he may not expect you to always be there per se when he's ready, I feel that sometimes it may feel that way. I am feeling, honestly, Veronica, that I could say that, yes, the relationship could work out, but I feel he has a long way to go before that can even become possible. I feel he's gone through some healing. I feel that, you know, you've gotten messages where he was dealing with things in the past, emotionally, that he needed to go through, but he still has a long journey, and his journey is being shown to me as a winding road, which means that it could work down the road, you know, at the end of that journey. It's just not anytime real soon.
All right, cool. I'll wait for her to reply. Let's take this next chat question, then we'll get back to the phone lines. Cheryl John wants to know, looking to hire someone new for business, who will want to help me and do the best job, Paul S. or Charles K. or Mark G. or George N.?
Charles K.
Okay, thank you. Next caller is area code 520234. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please. 520, you're on air. Okay. Never mind. Let's take Ellen. Hey, Ellen, you're on air, hon.
Oh, hi, Lolita and Adam. This is Ellen calling from New York. And I would just like to have a general message.
All right, Ellen, well, welcome to the show, but we do not do general on the show itself. We would like for you to give us a specific question into your life.
Okay. Living arrangements. Will I be moving?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be best if I moved?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Well, actually, I do see a move for you, and I feel that this move will be best sometime after the beginning of the new year. I'm feeling right now that you're going to be able to maintain where you are, even though circumstances have been a wee bit thin. I am feeling that the move would be best for you, and I'm feeling that it will lead you to better financial outcome and opportunity when you move. I also feel that I'm seeing you close. If you move, I see you close to a city-like area, but not in it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds well. And is that near term, or is this like down the road, like a year or so?
Well, we're looking near term, you know, so like I said, sometime right after the beginning of the new year.
Well, great. Thank you so much for your reading.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me go back to that caller we couldn't get on the beginning. Area code 520234. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into
Hi.
Your question, please.
Hello, Alisa. I'm calling from Arizona. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Go right into your question, please.
I was calling to ask you about relationship, please.
Be more specific, hon.
I have a relationship, and I wonder if you saw the energy around that.
Okay. The term that I get is that it is worth effort in the long run, but it is difficult, and the path is never completely easy. I mean, there's always quite a few bumps that come up here and there. However, the term is that it is workable, it is keepable. It's sort of like they're saying it's salvageable, and I don't want to feel or say that it's salvageable because I feel like it's not to the point where it's just breaking in pieces quite yet. I feel that the relationship has some modifications that need to be made. I feel it's not about changing the other person, but accepting them for who they are.
Oh, gosh, you're good. Did you mention something about your readings that you offer?
Yes, we have these specials going on through the website. Our website is how, as in like, how are you? And then it's just howpsychic.com, okay? So that's howpsychic.com. We have the 30-minute for $7 flat, the 4-week subscription for $13 flat, which is like a 30-minute reading once a week for 4 weeks, and a couple of others on there. So go check it out. That'd be wonderful.
Thank you.
And just so everyone knows, and so you know, when you do book a special, there's a schedule. So whatever you see first available will be ready. So there is a scheduling thing on there that should answer a question that was in chat. And to you if you guys are going to book readings with us and do the monthly package, be ready to do some homework. It's okay to get readings, but we're going to make you work and really learn and understand. So it's just not getting readings. It's really teaching you how to get to that question, get to that answer, and teach you how to really use your own intuition. And I think that's where a lot of people lack. And so the readings are just not readings. The readings are really work. So just forewarning everyone. We're here to help everyone.
Yeah, we do a bit of counseling with our readings. And, you're going to get your homework. Now, the booking button can be found directly on the homepage. It's the Book Now button. So whenever you've made a payment, you just click on the Book Now button and you schedule your appointment. You can also schedule by phone if you prefer to use that method.
Hello?
Can we choose? I know you said scheduling, and sometimes we're paired up with a reader, but is it possible to choose the reader?
It's only one. You're going to be talking to Adam.
Oh, good. Well, that's what I had in mind. Okay, good.
Not me.
Thank you.
Now, if you want Reiki healing, I can do it for you, but not the reading.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're
now.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Let's see here. Let's take this chat question. IC99 has a question. Do you see things with Michael getting better anytime soon? That's Lisa asking, do you see things getting better with Michael?
Yes, and I actually give it around the beginning of November, the first couple of days. And it seems to me that it could cure a little bit better within this month or within the very first couple of days of November there.
All right, perfect. Let's take our next caller. Area code 765-794. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, my name is Margie. And my question is, I'd like to know if there's something that I'm doing that's keeping me from getting into a relationship.
You know, Marjorie, I'm going to first off ask you, have you been trying to apply the law of attraction in your life?
Not really.
Okay. I want you to try and do that. I mean, it's a universal law. It applies to people of all faiths and all backgrounds, okay?
Okay.
What we send out in thought is what we receive back, okay?
Okay.
If we send out positive energy, we're going to receive back positive energy. If we send out negative, we're going to receive negative. A lot of people, they'll sit there and they'll say, okay, well, I've been sending out positive energy for, you know, God knows how long now, and I've only received negative back, or people just shy away from me. Well, in that case, my reply to the individual would be, okay, you may be sending out a lot of positive energy, but are you still holding on to the fear that it may not happen? Because that is a negating energy that will negate all the other. Okay. I feel that there's nothing you're really doing per se that's keeping people away from you, but I feel applying the law of attraction in your life for this and many other things, for that matter, will be the right step in the greatest direction for you.
Okay. Well, I know there's a guy at work, his name's Greg, and I've kind of been getting, just a feeling about him, but I'm just wondering if it was just me thinking or I was actually picking up something from
him. What did your tummy tell you?
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm.
What did your tummy tell you? Not your head and not your heart. What did your tummy tell you?
That he's interested.
Okay, what?
If your gut tells you that he's interested, then that's what you need to go on.
Okay. That's...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish what you're saying, Anna, and I'm going to go ahead and finish what I was saying.
No, go on, love. I just wanted to add that little piece.
Okay. I'm sorry, honey. What was your name? First name again?
Margie.
Mm-hmm. I want you to... I'm first asking you this question, okay? Do you believe that you deserve to be in a relationship?
Yes.
Oh, that's not strong enough.
Yes, there is kind of a question behind it.
I really need you to change your thought patterns.
Okay.
Because what has happened is your ego has now taken over the steering wheel of your car. When that happens, that means you really have to sit back and learn to listen to your own inner wisdom, do some clearing within yourself, do some meditation. And in our life, we all have many blessings that we're born with, okay?
Yes.
Some may be with a partner, without a partner.
Right.
We don't know. But you're the co-creator of this universe with Source. And trust, if you don't have that trust within your heart, in your soul, in your mind, then you really don't know which way you're even going in life. I really need you to start changing your belief patterns that we all have been brought up with in this world and really engage in that self-confidence within.
Okay.
Really look to learn to look within.
Okay.
Do some meditation every single day. Do some, you know, clearing every single day. And just really learn to do affirmations and don't allow the 50 facets of ego to get in the way. It's trust. It's that inner wisdom that tells you, okay? All those things that we were raised with and born with and all those rules, they're washed, they're in the drain, they're in the sewage. There was never such rules. There was never rules of how to be in a relationship, how to get married, how to be married, how to get a job or do whatever. It's trust. If you believe you deserve to be in those certain jobs, or relationship, then it will come. But you got to really trust divine timing and learn to trust yourself, okay? You come first. Doesn't matter what anybody else says or doesn't matter what path you go on. But guess what? While we're here on Earth School, I really need you to enjoy every single second that you have on this lifetime. And I want you to do that with your head up high and smile. Okay, don't worry about your future. When you walk in light, everything comes into fruition.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
For you. Now, honey, what is the freaking spirit that's been following you around?
I have no idea, unless it's maybe my dad.
There's these beady little eyes, and they're kind of shiny, okay? And they just peeping at me, and they're like, you know what? You need to tell her I'm over here. They're trying to say that they're there with you right now. And I feel like it's a very strong presence.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I am feeling that this This doesn't feel bad. It feels like a protective spirit.
Okay.
Let's see here. I keep getting a symbol of an owl, which is my sign that there's a lot of wisdom, but there's also a lot of childness, okay? There's like that child mentality with the older mentality all wrapped in one. And that you are being guided through spirit. You have not trusted your gut. And you are being guided through spirit. It keeps telling you things, and you just, you know, you're logically, you're looking at things a little too much, and you're analyzing a little too much, okay?
Yeah.
And you may want to say, oh, I don't do that, you know. But in your own time, behind closed doors, you're analyzing a little too much, and you need to just go with it, okay? And that's what they're trying to tell you from the other world. They're saying, we're here. We're backing you up. They're telling me that you don't have a lot of options around where you are, but the options will come to you.
Okay.
And
remember,
then,
you're the steering wheel. You're not. No one else is. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You got to really remember that. When you have any questions and doubts in life, you really need to just shut yourself off from the world for a minute, light a candle, and just meditate and breathe. And let your answers come to you. It does come to you. You may not hear them, but you'll feel them, but you'll feel refreshed. Trust me on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Okay.
You
Thank
got
you
it.
Very
wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's take this chat question here. Glory Days wants to know, her daughter is in an abusive relationship and she's 26 weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Will she get out of the abusive relationship?
She needs constant reassurance that she has to leave this relationship. She is choosing to stay in it so far, where it's because of fear. She knows she needs to get out of it. In a way, she wants to get out of it, but she is choosing to stay within it because there is the fear of not having, the fear of not being, the fear of not having the roof, the fear of not having the support. And honestly, I feel like she will get out of it, but she needs to get out of it quickly, and I just don't see it moving quickly yet. I feel that, you know, she needs a little bit more encouragement on a constant basis.
And, you know, on that note, the only thing she can do is stop worrying, because that's her journey no matter what. No parent can take on a child's journey for them. The best thing that you can really do is just send her some love and energy healing through your own mind, and that's all you can do, because at the end of the day, she and Sars has their own life path that they have to go through. So if you worry, then the whole situation becomes worse. The only thing you could do is take that worryness out and just send her positive healing. That's the best thing that you can do for anything, for anybody, because we cannot dictate someone else's life path, no matter if it's our children or not. All right.
No, we can only try and talk to them, but we can never sway them one way or the other if they don't naturally want to do that to some degree within themselves. So, yes, I do agree with you, Lolita.
Yeah, I'm looking for my destiny's question. I didn't skip you, I didn't think. Okay, hold on, yeah. Oh, my God. My destiny wants to know, does she see her ex going to jail?
Yes, I do feel that the ex is going to go to jail. Not right away, but they'll catch up to him pretty quickly.
Okay. And to Glory Days again, this will be child three, and she will lose this one. And, you know, again, it goes back to you can't do anything about it. your children really have their own life paths, and you can't. I know it's really hard for anybody out there that's a parent.
This for her. Honey, when we go through life, there is good and there is bad in this world. And we must experience both to really truly become that of who we truly are within ourselves. You know as well as any psychic out there right now that can truly connect with the energy, that she has a pure, really good soul within her, and that right now she's very lost. And right now she's lost for a reason, because as much as this is not good for her in certain aspects, it is always a silver lining, even to the darkest of situations, okay? The universe, God Almighty, they're trying to teach her something through this right now. Not that this is something that the universe has made happen, but this has happened through her own choice. And that in the universe, we will always, the universe, the God Almighty, they will always take the darkest of situations that may have not been meant to happen, per se, by the rules of the universe, but they will always take them and they will teach us lessons through them. They will teach us lessons through that which is good and that which is bad. And remember, those of us that are truly the most good in this world sometimes go through the most hell. And it is that through going through that hell, we truly learn that of which we are not, because we are not that of which we are suffering from. It is just happening through us, in order for us to understand that of which we are not, and then we become more aware of that of which we are, gaining our own strength and strengthening our very willpower within itself. Mind you, she comes out of this, she's going to end up helping people down the road that are also in abusive relationships, helping them understand the dynamic and about why they need to get away and how they need to just let go and get out, no matter what the circumstance.
All right. Okay, let's take our last caller here. Area code 513-708. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you. And my name is Debbie, and I'm calling from Ohio. And I want to see, what do you see coming down the line for me and my aunt?
For you and your aunt?
Ex.
I didn't hear you, hon.
Ex.
Yeah,
oh, your ex. Okay. Yeah. I thought you said your aunt. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. There is some healing that needs to take place. I'm feeling like there is a connection that will be reestablished, but it's not going to be reestablished on the way your expectations are set. Okay? I don't like giving bad news. I don't like, you know, doing that, but I will tell you whatever I see, good or bad. Okay? I feel like there's going to be a very strong bond. There's going to be a very strong friendship coming out of this, but I do not feel that you two are going to get back together in the sense of a relationship.
Okay.
I feel that.
I'm fine with that. I just wanted to see if you've ever seen us reconnecting as just, you know, as friends.
Yeah, because there will be a reconnection
that,
as friends.
Because I feel, you know, how you were talking about the gut before, and my gut instinct tells me that he is not doing well.
That is correct. He is not doing well, but he's learning, you know. Unfortunately, like I was just going over with this chat question here, sometimes we go through, you know, very hard situations in our lives. And some of us place ourselves in it. Some of us, it just happens to happen to us for no reason, okay? And these situations, the worse they get, the more we learn sometimes. You know,
right.
It's like when you get beat up for the first time, you're going to know more about how to defend yourself the next time. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Unfortunately, he's chosen this path. And that sometimes
right.
is, yeah, the worst, but also the best as far as the learning experience. Okay. He's
mm-hmm.
chosen to go down a very self-destructive path. And
you are
this
good.
Voice is because there's a lot of father issues, okay? It doesn't mean he doesn't talk to his father or whether his father's here or not. I don't know that. I'm just saying I'm feeling some father issues there, okay? I'm feeling some mother issues. I'm feeling like there's a lot of abandonment issues within him. And I'm feeling like there's a lot of issues where even though he may not have been abandoned, he feels that way and he feels like he's been betrayed. He feels like, you know, he's just had to fend for himself and he's got this mentality like he needs to rough it because he needs to be the biggest and the baddest, otherwise someone's going to gobble him up, you know?
Right. Well, I've been thinking about reaching out to him. Trying to reach
mm-hmm.
out to him by just
No. That would be the worst mistake possible at this time. You have to let him come to you.
Can I take... Yeah, I want to add something to that really quick.
Okay.
How do you put yourself every single day? Do you put yourself on the highest pedestal? Or do you put yourself on... Huh?
Well... What do you mean, sweetheart? I do try to put myself in the Diamond Dome of Protection.
No. When we value ourselves and our
mm-hmm.
energies, we do not want anybody with that energy in our life. And it does actually work on its own when you really walk in that light. It's okay for him to go through that thing. But how precious is your energy at this time? It should be very precious. It doesn't matter what anybody else is going through. Just trust that if that person needs your help, they will reach out. And you can send him good thoughts mentally
mm-hmm.
if you need
mm-hmm.
to. Send him good thoughts healing-wise if you want
mm-hmm.
to. But when I say treat yourself on the highest pedal, I do that every single day. I trust Source that he brings me that people that are good for me at this time, and then I am also good for them at this time. There are people out here
oh.
that go through their own journeys, like family members and anybody, but at the end
right.
of the day, we can't control it. No matter how down and out they are,
mm-hmm.
they still have a contract with Source, and we can't control that.
So
all we can do is...
I should stop worrying about my daughter who is around him and under his roof. Also,
of course, because again, everybody in your family has a contract, like how you guys were all brought together.
Mm-hmm.
They're all
mm-hmm.
contracts. Your daughter was brought into your family to learn. You were married to her father or however for a reason. We're all here put together in family for reasons, and that could be many,
mm-hmm.
many lifetimes that are brought together that haven't been learned, and it can continue on. If someone
mm-hmm.
is not really aware on what their true purpose is. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of people that just live and don't know why they live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You
and
know?
You know what, hon? And what Lolita's trying to tell you here is not that, you know, they'll never be able to be in your life or that they're always going to be gone. You know, she's trying to tell you right now you don't want that energy around you because right now they still are very reminiscent of that energy because they're going through it still. You know, when they are healed, when they are ready, when the time comes, the good Lord, the universe, whatever you want to say, there's many different names and many different paths to God, but it's all the same, okay?
Right.
Then when the time comes, that is ready and it is the most appropriate, you know, set, then that is when they're going to come back in. And they will. Psychically, I feel they will. Okay?
And
but right now, you have to let them go, and you have to grow. And what I suggest for you is you go to my website, you get the monthly, and I will do a training package with you for spirituality because I think that you have it in you. I just feel that right now You know, we need to refocus that onto the law of manifestation and attraction, and we need to refocus that with your abilities, because you're feeling so much. You're empathic, honey. You're always going to feel others. You're always going to feel their pain. And sometimes you mistake that as your own.
Okay? Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and there's
no... You need to put the filters there.
Yeah.
Go on,
that's
though.
That's probably what's happening is... And worry is not a word. Get that out of the dictionary. No, that's not even a word. Because we trust. We trust source. No worries. But definitely, it sounds like you need training. And
okay.
no matter if you choose Adam or anybody else, I definitely think that you need to do that if you have that skill. And you need to really start focusing on you and how you become a better person instead of worrying about everybody else.
Okay.
All right?
Well, I am a warrior, but I greatly appreciate both of you.
No problem, hon.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Blessings.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. That was our last caller. Anyone else have a chat question, please, right now? Or if anyone wants to ask a general question about spirituality, please do. But on that, definitely, you guys, check out our website at www.howpsychic.com. We do have a 10-minute reading for $2.99. We have a 30-minute special for $7. You book your session. You pay for your session. You go to the scheduling system, and you schedule whatever you see first available for yourself. I don't know if there is anything available after the show, but definitely on the scheduling, it will allow you to book your first availability. Other than that, Adam, we don't have any callers or any more chat questions.
Okay.
You ready to end the show?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Wait, we got three people typing.
Everyone...
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Well, it depends on what package are you getting. So there's different packages on there, so you got to book your package. Again, there's a $2.99 for 10 minutes, 30 minutes for 7, and then you have your other hour reading specials and everything. But honestly, you guys, everything on the website is, I'm going to be really blunt, dirt cheap. So... The readings are really, really inexpensive, so definitely take a look at all the other specials, too, if need be.
Yeah, we really do try and provide the best quality, but also Walmart, the industry here, because we want to make it affordable to everyone possible. We don't want to just target to people that have, you know, Buku box. We want to make it available to those that really need it, and most of the time you'll find that those that really need it are the ones that are in need of a lot of other things in their lives as well. All right. Thank you, everyone. We want to say namaste, love, light, and good night. We wish the world all the best. May you be blessed.
Namaste, love, light, full of gratitude. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.